This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. In London today, explosions struck three underground stations and a city bus. Police reported one person was injured in the blast that came 2 weeks to the day after four explosions in London killed 56 people and injured hundreds. Eyewitness Abina Adusa describes the scene at the Warren Underground Station.
Lots of people just burst into our carriage and our carriage just started filling up. They were coming from the other end of the train. I didn't see smoke, I could just smell smoke. As we pulled into Warren Street, we just got off the train and tried to exit out of it. Like, people were panicking and, like, screaming. And just it was just lots of confusion.
And a few minutes ago, British Prime Minister Tony Blair spoke to his nation.
The spirit of London and of Britain was represented again this morning when people came together in Trafalgar Square. The headline in the Evening Standard was about London United, and that's how people are, and that's how I think they'll stay. Now, of course, we will give people whatever information we can, and we'll protect people as best we can, but I think that everyone is canny enough to know what these people are trying to do. I mean, whoever is responsible for this latest incident, and that is to intimidate people and to scare them, to frighten them, to stop them going about their normal business. Now, obviously, people will be concerned and anxious. Of course they will. And that's why it's important we give as much information as we can. But on the other hand, it's important also that we respond by keeping to our normal lives and doing what we want to do, because to do otherwise is in a sense, to give them the very thing they're looking for.
Prime Minister Tony Blair speaking today. To recap, today in London, four blasts in the city's mass transit system, three explosions struck underground stations, one hit a city bus. Police say one person was injured in the incidents. Renee?